In this episode, let's talk about the number one limiting belief that people have about video.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right, so this is a personal episode. I'm just going to dial it all back. I'm going to reveal a very personal story. I'm going to talk about the number one limiting belief, and I'm going to tell you a couple of tricks on how to get through that yourself, all right? But I'd like to get started with what I've been doing since the beginning of COVID. I've been doing a lot of personal training, a lot of one-on-one training with clients, because everybody knows you can't get in front of your prospects anymore, and now you've got to get really good at developing a relationship remotely and putting your mug on camera. And not every one of us, in fact, most of us don't like how we look on camera. You know, not everybody looks like Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie, right? And we don't have a frigging glam squad that follows us around all day and makes our hair look great and puffs our lips out, and in doing so gets us camera ready to shine. We just don't live in that world, but we hold ourselves to the standards of that world because we've got eyes and we watch TV. And from 2007 to 2010, I created the first video medical encyclopedia on the internet. It had 8,000 videos, and I spent 4 years away from my wife, flying on airplanes like most of the time, and doing interviews with the top doctors in the world and patients sharing their stories about each one of these conditions. And the one thing I noticed is the great disservice we've done to the women of this world. Literally, it would pain me because they are held to a different standard than men. Like, I honestly am on camera so often that I stopped caring because I don't have the option of dragging myself through the mud, right? And beating myself on how I look. I'm on camera every friggin' day. I gotta get over it. But not everybody's in that type of tight repetition that I'm in. Not everybody has the camera time to get over it. But the story for me that makes me think about this limiting belief is what happened to me in early March of 2020. You know, I'm coming back from the Miami Breast Cancer Conference, which is one of the biggest cancer conferences of the year. I go every year. I'm on the cancer tour. This is one of those that I go and meet with clients so they can elevate their game and serve patients at a higher level. And I get a phone call from Team Tony Robbins that my client, Tony Robbins, would like me to, at the beginning of this pandemic, create a video series for his website where I'm training his clients how to use the power of video to sell remotely in this new world. Now, some of you might remember episode 229. If you want to go back to this episode, which is a big part of this story, all you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com/229 and listen to the story. But what you don't hear in this episode, 229, not the one that I'm recording right now, is what I didn't tell Tony. I didn't tell Tony that I was struggling with skin cancer. I didn't like the way I looked. I hadn't had my surgeries yet. I had two spots, one on the top of my nose and one on the side by my nostril. But the one on the side by my nostril, as I recorded this episode, 229, wouldn't stop bleeding. And because of the beginning of the pandemic, I couldn't get in to see a doctor because the doctors were all closed. And as I recorded this episode, it was nothing that could get my nose to stop bleeding except another take. And then when the doctor's office finally opened and I had to go in for three different surgeries, do you know what Tony said to me? Hey, we'd love to have you start doing some webinars for our team, training our sales team. We'd love to have you also do some webinars for our clients. The people that are going to Business Mastery could benefit from you, Todd. In fact, most people could really benefit from you right now. But I was struggling with the number one limiting belief that I didn't like how I looked. I had I had surgical divots at this point now, like May, on the top of my nose, and I had to go through 3 surgeries. But I said yes, because I was honored, because I've waited my whole life to serve other people in their time of need and to help shepherd them to their promised land. I waited for that moment, but my face had gauze on it and bandages all over my nose. I couldn't hide it. There's no cover-up makeup. And I didn't want people to see me this way. I didn't want anybody to see me this way. In fact, if I could, I would have stayed home and hid. That's how bad I felt, how much I didn't like how I looked. But as I thought about it, you don't really get your time of choosing. You know, you don't get to choose when you get to serve. When the call comes, you should be ready to step up and serve people. And our vanity should never be more powerful than our ability or our willingness to help other people during their time of need, right? I mean, if you agree, I'm sure you agree. But I had to work on myself to get myself to the point where I just said, fuck it. I'm going to serve. And I recognized that how I looked is small, and what I'm supposed to do here is lift people up. It is the highest purpose that we're supposed to do here on earth, is lift people up. So even though this was my moment to shine and I got the phone call I have waited for years, and it wasn't the way I expected it, it wasn't my time in choosing, but what was my time of choosing was, am I willing to step up for other people? And my answer was yes. So I did the webinar, and I didn't even share with their team what was going on. I showed up because I made up my mind. And I just at the very beginning said to them, to the live audience, I'm going through some skin cancer, but I decided today that my job and my responsibility was to come here and serve you. And my limiting belief of how I look is small compared to my desire and my willing to stand up here and to help you get your life to the next level. Because look, these people can't sell. They can't get face-to-face in front of their prospects. And if I don't serve them, they may not be able to stay in business. That's how I looked at it. Because these people were struggling also. And do you know what happened? One of the most magical things in my life, the multiple audiences, because I probably have done during that cancer time, maybe 7 or 8 webinars for Team Tony, internal and external. That audience loved me more because of my vulnerability, because of my willingness to put my limiting belief, the most common limiting belief that people have, how we look on camera, aside, and just showed up. And sometimes just showing up is the hardest thing you can do. But once you get it, and once you do it, and you serve from your heart, people will recognize and identify. And when I look back at this, this was one of the best decisions of my life. I could have punted into the future and then come back when I felt handsome, but I could have missed my window of opportunity. More on that as we proceed ahead, and I can tell you more. But I want you to think about your limiting belief. If your limiting belief is you don't like how you look, would you ever allow that to keep you from helping other people? Because when you limit your ability to help other people, what you're also doing is limiting your ability to go next level with your life. So don't create roadblocks in your ability to help people. Just help and serve and give from your heart and let all the chips fall where they may. If you are married, stop caring what people think about how you look and just realize that there's one person in this world that loves and adores you and is going to be there for you. If you are single, maybe you're not always out there to mingle, right? And there's a time and place for everything. There's a time and place for everything. I just reviewed a video for a client who sent me their video, and this is what triggered this whole conversation. And she said, I'm sending you this video, but I need you to know I do not like how I look on camera. And it's my hope that when you hear my story and you hear about my vulnerability, you realize that I'm in this boat with you. But what is the solution and the secret to overcoming this number one limiting belief that you don't like how you look? Can we spend a few moments on that? Because the answer also comes from a Tony Robbins teaching. The big guy says, repetition is the mother of skill. I do so many damn videos. I'm on camera every day. If you look in my office right now, I've got a t-shirt that's folded up. I've got some dry cleaning in the corner that's ready. I've got 3 ball caps here today. I got to switch this stuff out. I've got to get on camera. I've got to serve people and help get them to the next level. But the secret is repetition. Because the more times I put myself out there, the more times I see myself on camera, the more I stop caring. A client recently asked me who does my makeup. Hey, dude, I see you on camera all the time. Who does your makeup? And I don't know what he was doing about that. I don't know if he was busting my chops. I'm cool with it. If he's going to bust my chops, great. And I thanked him and he goes, then who does your hair? And then I realized I'm on camera so often, you guys. I've gone through so many reps. This is why it's the secret. I don't even look at myself in the mirror before I turn the camera on. I just don't care anymore. The other day I did a video right after I ate a kale salad. I didn't even look at my teeth. Repetition is the mother of skill. If you want to limit the belief of how you look, put yourself in front of the camera every single day, do multiple takes, and you will see that instead of having that chatter in your brain be loud, you'll learn to control the chatter so you can serve other people from your heart. That is what we're here to do on earth. And you've got certain skills and God-given talent to lift up other people. And now is your time to limit that belief that you don't like how you look and elevate the belief about where you're going to take people and how you're going to lift up your life and theirs at the same time. Thank you for letting me share this very personal story. It's in hindsight, it's one of the proudest moments of my life because I just overrid that fear and decided that I was going to serve. And many of you, I'm sure, saw the videos that I was posting on social. That was me getting more comfortable with having to get on camera and do live webinars for people. And when I, wait, let me share you with this last part before I say bye for now. When I introduced myself live to that audience, I saw people raise their hand in solidarity with me. And I could cry right now just telling you this, because when they lifted up their hand and started fist bumping in the air, they were throwing their energy and their love my way, letting me know to keep going and to persevere and don't let this big gauze bandage in the middle of my nose keep me from doing what I was here to do on earth. People will recognize your authenticity, and it is the authenticity, like a magnet, that'll draw them to you. I will continue to do my job, bring you the latest information. If you want to figure out how to get next level, if you need coaching on breaking this limiting belief, or how to get in front of the camera and do videos to increase your thought leadership, or even coaching for your business so your business can sell remotely. Look, I've got a landing page on my site that's got 20 minutes of free learning where I'm giving you some of my best strategies for selling remotely in this new world, and you can get access to that at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And on that page is a form. If you want to meet with me or one of my top strategists, just fill out that form and we'll jump on a Zoom call with you and see if we can be of help. There's a big variety of ways that we can help you and your business go next level and do the things that we've done To get ourselves onto the Inc. 5000 list as one of the fastest growing privately held businesses in America, boom, or help our clients go next level and grow their business at freakish rates. And I love to be of service more than anything else. Thank you for being here in the audience. If you wouldn't mind, anytime you see a story or a topic that you'd like featured on this podcast, tip me off. The best way to do it is on LinkedIn. And if you're on LinkedIn and you're a listener of this podcast, drop me a message and let me know you're from the Toddcast. All right? Thank you very much. Really love having you guys along this journey. I can't wait to share big, life-changing news. But I'll share it right here on the podcast first. All right? All right. Peace out, everybody. Continue to make money, grow your company, and serve people.
Peace.